What's your scenario?
Nothing in particular. I just thought I'd have change for friends and
Great to see him all on top of him and he's been all messed around. Is that all you're going to say tonight?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
It's all happening.
Are you in touch with anybody besides yourself there? I could say you were touched by any man on
you. You said, are you in touch with anyone else but besides yourself?
Yes.
Well, that's God.
I how I like to hear your voice. Well, she does use it very much when I'm around.
Well, you don't listen to me, or you've got all these other interesting
things. What do you mean I don't listen to you? Of course I do.
Well, I know you do, but after all, you'd rather talk to Chopin, Frederick, and I feel
that... There's no rather with me, dear.
Oh, yes, there is.
Well, a rather in this way, but of course I love him better than... Well.
Come on, out with it.
Well, what can I do? I'm supposed to be with him in all sorts of reincarnations. I can't get rid of him.
Oh, that's a nice compliment. What would you say if he came out and he couldn't get rid of you?
I could never give him the chance to say that. I'd fly.
You ask for me?
Who's around tonight, Ricky?
It may surprise you very much if I would say that I was wrong.
That's somebody said. No, it wouldn't surprise me at all, but the oral seance is surprising. That's the beauty of it.
I would like very much to have the pleasure and privilege, if I may, of calling you both.
Yes. Yes,
Rosa, which is so much better.
It is, but who's speaking? I seem to recognize that voice.
Well, I would like to think that you recognize my voice. I have spoken to you before, and no doubt you have been listening to some of the recordings that have been made downstairs.
Yes, I know who that is.
Valentino.
Yes, Valentino.
I would like, if I may, have the pleasure of calling you Rosa. I may also come and speak to you occasionally.
Certainly.
Because I do feel that I perhaps have not the same word.
I know what you're going to say. You needn't bother about saying anything
like
that.
In a way, makes it more attractive.
Of course it does.
Because I like to feel that I can speak to someone who does not know all good people.
It's
a pleasure to be able to speak to someone who is not so passionate.
Poor man. You must be quite tired.
Oh, it has been a great, a mixture of pleasure and at the same time embarrassment to me.
Yes.
But at the same time, I appreciate all the kindness and all the thoughts that have been sent to me. Not at all. It is love.
Can you tell me, Rudy, and I call you Rudy?
I wish you would.
Can you tell me why it is that you have such a strong hold on so many thousands of people? There must be a very deep meaning for this.
Well, shall we first of all discuss the obvious answer to that?
Yes.
And go on to what I like to feel is the real answer. And if the answer, shall I say, that I like to feel in myself is the real answer to
it. That's what I want.
Tremendous. Problem.
Yes.
In a kind of way, it is a problem. But you know, I like to feel that those people who remember me not just merely as a film actor, but somebody who contributed something to our lives, that perhaps a very drab and very lonely and unhappy. For a few moments I was able to give them some little color, perhaps a little romance. That is just, I suppose, this wonderful thing, so that one has the opportunity, or has had the opportunity, and the privilege of doing that. But more important still, I like to feel that in some way I was able to reach them, and perhaps, who knows, help them in various ways, not just only momentarily or materially, but perhaps because of their interest in me, they have some something to know, have thought for deeper meanings and deeper purposes behind life. And I know that this is for my own life. Well, not that was perhaps in the earthly point of view rather short, but in a short time perhaps I was just able to discover certain things which give to me great internal happiness, not realization, and in turn perhaps those who might know of these things, of my interest in spiritual things and psychic things, in turn have also sought for truth and have, through my instigation, indirectly discovered it. And I feel too that if I can attract and draw people to me, that I may be able to use my influence for good, to help them to think and act different things, the ordinary material, individual. No, I also feel that I may have by my back.
Yes.
Do some service.
Of course you will. You have started already.
You see, I feel this. This my work on the earth, my screen work, my actual, in itself, what means has to end. I did not realize, obviously, at this time, to me it was we were running a living, and when I began to become more interested in my work, I became more sensible about it. I was more sensitive to it. I was more anxious to be a good artist. But I realized that, in a kind of way, it was an opportunity that was given to me to be able to project myself, my real inner true self. And some people were able to respond to that. I think those people who remember me with kindness and consideration, those people, persons who today still have great regard and affection for me, I feel that in some measure I have contributed something to their lives, not just momentarily, but perhaps not easily and for a much longer period. And in some cases, I think many have sought for a greater depth of meaning. To many people were puzzled first by its institution being attracted to me. At first, I suppose, with many, it was just a surface thing. The sort of romantic appeal, but once they got beyond that, it began to be more deeply, and they began to realize it was something to do with the soul, something to do with the spirit, something more tangible, something very real, something not just on the surface, is probably a first one. Then I have been able to infiltrate my thoughts to many people, and it was my desire very soon after I came here to find a medium. Of course, I had been through various mediums and communicated. There was one person that I communicated very regularly in America, and also I spoke to my wife on various occasions. But circumstances came about that it was impossible to continue. Besides, I was not happy. I was not particularly satisfied with mental mediumship or trance mediumship, no, as this person was. I wanted something more tangible, more real, more dynamic. And I wanted to find an instrument to whom I could work and serve and help humanity. And when I have been tortured, and of course, since I have been here and I have had my eyes opened and wider vision and have been given deeper realization of truth, I realized that it was not just chance. And since that I was brought into contact with this person's wisdom, I realized after a time that there were links that had been forged hinges, the brow, and we were not unfamiliar one to the other. Indeed, I discovered that it had been from the brothers.
Brothers, yes.
And therefore this may disease.
Twin brothers, right?
It's really possible, well, practically twin brothers, but yes. Western brothers. But, you know, I look back on the years of studies. I have never, and this is one thing I have always bowed to myself, when I took over, if I can use that expression, that I would not have forced myself through the mediumship. In other words, I would allow mediumship to be used in the best possible way to help David soon.
Yes.
But I would never myself come to and speak. Only on occasions when I felt that it was perhaps a good thing or perhaps a personal concern would be interested in my coming. Because you see, the image of myself, which to a great extent still persists in your world, was not an image that I myself sought to honor or desired, or indeed it was created in myself almost against my will by a publicity agent. And of course, you might also say that the people who saw my picture saw it in me in that which, in a sense, perhaps didn't really exist, only in their own imagination. But I realized the type of things in which I came, a romantic type of picture, all they need, and I'm grateful for that. I did not want, when I communicated, to be myself too much in the foreground. I was much happier being in the background, knowing that the work was being done, but in a way I was instrumental in it being done, that I did not want ever to force my own self, my own personality, upon people. If people sought for me to come forward, if I knew that they were sincere in their approach to the subject, and that their approach towards me as an individual was not a foolish or silly one, then I was quite happy to come and to speak. Of course, there are exceptions. There are certain instances of which I don't think I wish to enter now, but there are individuals who have very strange ideas about me.
Oh, yes. I've loved
them. And I want them to learn.
Yes.
To appreciate the deeper implications.
Yes, of course.
But I will never deliberately, of course, say anything or do anything that would in any way hurt anybody. Yes. Because I respect everybody's personal opinion. I respect everybody's personal approach, if you like, towards this subject and towards me as an individual. But I am pleased, particularly, when faithful, intelligent people, in their interest and anxiety to know more of the truth, can approach me as an intelligent human being, and not in the attitude of mind, as if I were, I behave in a way, I suppose, I never would like anyone to feel upset or hurt. You see, I realize that love has many interpretations. There are many kinds of love. And there may be some kinds of love that, in a sense, perhaps are pure physical or material in themselves that have no bearing on spiritual qualities or spiritual aspirations. But I would not say anything that would hurt anybody. But I would like to feel, and I am most grateful for all the love that has been said from the world of your world towards me, from every individual, no matter what their attitude might have been. But at the same time, it is, in a sense, true to say, that the tremendous power of love that has constantly being sent out to me from innumerable people, vast majority of whom I have never met personally, in a sense from this side, occasionally, has helped me tremendously. You know, I don't think people realize how important and how vital thoughts can be. And when those thoughts are carried on the wings of love, even if perhaps the wings and the sense themselves are rather weak, they have a very strong effect and they do reach the goal. Because I have been so busy that in the early time of my coming here, by the immeasurable love of countless people, would have been so overwhelming. And then I felt how much I wanted to help in any way I could, any soul who was in need of any kind, but particularly those whose thought was great. And to feel that I have been partly responsible for helping innumerable people to find comfort, and you know, have some at least found that comfort which they have asked for, they have begun to feel a little more deeply, a little more sincerely within themselves, and the desire that they should in consequence do something about themselves. I like to feel that I've made some contribution in a practical way.
I'm sure you have.
People.
Yes. I'm sure you have.
As far as SD is concerned,
yes.
I am very grateful for the great privilege which has been given to me to work with him. I suppose there is no such thing as an ideal instinct, and I would be the last person to decry or to say anything to suggest that, well, that I am not fully satisfied, but naturally there is a second to that instrument. After all, both instruments are human, and they are still in the world, and they are subject to all the conditioned world.
But he recognized as one of, if not the final story, my No, I know.
I am more than grateful for the wonderful work which has been done and the opportunities that have been given and the wonderful leadership that has developed over the years. But I suppose that so many here, we ask perhaps not too much, but we hope for too much. You know, there are times when one feels the possibilities of communication are so tremendous. We feel in a way that we have only scratched the surface. There is so much underneath, there is so much more to be brought out. And I like to feel that there are still opportunities there in which we can still unfold this mediation to a higher degree. And I am fully in accord with the other souls, of course, who are my friends, who come from time to time to speak to you and to others. And I'm hoping that in some way we shall be able to do other things.
I think that is their goal. And I'm sure this medium desires that too.
Well, you see, for a long time, we have fulfilled the task and the bit of our ability we've been set up, and the medium has cooperated in as much as he has been used to do his work, and in many instances not successfully. But we are longing, as you have been told, to reach a higher plane of thought so that we can transmit, which we hope eventually can be published in a book so that people can read it all over the world. Because there are many who will never have the opportunity to speak, so that we can talk to them at least. But if we can bring through our messages and our teachings and bring a new conception of this whole case, the world, we feel the vision of achieved, the ultimate, at least all that we can hope to achieve through this instrument. That is why we feel the coming years with our list can best apply to this work, to this effort, to reach the highest mental and spiritual plane that it is possible to reach, and transmit in this fashion, in this way, the messages from souls, and there are many of them, from different spheres, of great integrity, of great spiritual integrity, whose one motive and one desire is to bring to the world this truth in such a way that it will be not only a revelation, but it will be such an inspired work in itself, that it will become almost, by the phrase, a spiritual, I cannot write in the word Bible, but a spiritual handbook, if you like, of eternal progression for man. But we don't take from him all the fear in which he today dwells. In spite of all the terrible turmoil of your world, man can still find an internal, spiritual peace, and this internal spiritual consciousness of the eternal plan, so the teaching of his soul can feel whatever the material life may bring, whatever conditions they may individually have to live by. He can have that strength, that fortitude, that courage, which only the truth can give them. Once we can unleash the inner world, this dynamic force, this dynamic vital truth, which is the very essence and basis of life, once we can unfair man from the many chains of ignorance that bind him, once we can open his heart and his eyes, to these truths in such a way that he will know without any qualms, any doubts, that it is so. Whatever the world may offer in the way of unhappiness, whatever the taste may be second, he will have that inner step, that inner realization that all is yet well, though the physical life may be troubled, though the heart may be heavy because of the material conditions under which he may live. Yet believe himself, this inner peace, this inner realization, that in all things there is fundamental truth, fundamental good, even when he sees all around darkness, there is the inner light that glows, that gives him the courage and the illumination to persevere toward and to overcome. Whatever he may suffer, whatever he may befall him, yet he will know by this truth, by that which we hope to hear, he will have that assurance beyond all shadow of doubt that life is continuous, life is in the living reality, that he is the life of the mind and the spirit that conquers all the outer things which in themselves are but the shadows. He wanted to start from man all the shadows and all dark places, giving him that courage that only the truth could give, and make it possible for him in consequence to find that peace which will transfer, as it were, while yet in the realm of the flesh, transfer him into the realms of the spirit in mind and in nature, to make man truly a spiritual being, while yet in the material body. And he can do that gradually and infiltrate this into all things, gradually in all the world. There will come changes, and the entire world will change, and the outlook of men will change, and peace, true peace, will come. We have great, great, great ideas. We know how great they are, and at the same time how difficult they are to interpret and to basically fully accept and understand. But where there is faith, where there is courage, where there is love, where there is this cooperation which I find here, it is possible.
Well, I hope so. It's a great pity all the scientists on your side, for instance, without the agency of a human being, cannot discover something that will enable all of you to get into contact with people from the earth.
Well, that is something, of course, which they have been hoping for a very long time. I think that eventually they must come to that, but I do not think it can be yet.
No, I don't suppose yet, because if one does it through a human agency, there's always suspicion in the minds of the human beings. You understand what I mean?
I don't obviously, but I do say this, whatever may happen, whatever may be discovered, whatever may be brought about by scientists, I do not think that it can ever be quite the same as it is the human element, with the human contact. I know you can say that scientists can actually make a good machine that will make it possible for communication to become a fact. I would like to think that will be solved, but I think it will be through the spiritual power of man and not just the material side. Because the scientist works on the material aspect, he works on the material basis. In all his inventions and all his experiments, it will only be done, and believe me, there is a difference between the spiritual scientists in this side and not the material
ones. That's what I mean.
There are many material scientists on this side, madame, who have no consideration at all for spiritual welfare.
On your side?
Yes. There are scientists who are clinging now to the earth, who are concerned, and indeed many are helping scientists on your side, for these forces, for destruction, rather than for good. You see, madame, you must remember and realize that there are good and bad. And the scientists, by their very nature, quite often, are so materialistic in their approach to everything, and that in consequence they do not immediately change their criteria. And they are so intrigued and fascinated with the possibilities around and about them in their astral life and astral condition, that they willingly and joyfully cling to scientists on earth and hate them and give them impressions and ideas to work on.
Maybe.
And they are not always good.
No. HPV is quite rotten.
HPV is a very, very remarkable book.
Yes.
She may sometimes give a wrong impression of herself because she has always been impatient with fools.
Yes.
You know, she has always been a woman who has no tact and no issues.
Well, I like her very much.
She is a very great soul.
Yes.
And when she is speaking, when she is communicating, when it is with those on this side, on their spheres, or perhaps even coming here to speak to you, she is a great one.
Yes.
A great woman.
Yes.
But she sometimes, because she cannot help it as she draws this work in particular, she cannot help but sometimes take on some part of our own stuff, because she is so much more conscious than most people of all the old selves. And also sometimes the old selves, they so affect her. That sometimes she is a changed woman. You know, it's extraordinary. According to conditions,
yes,
she can be quite a different personality at different times, according to the condition under which she's functioning. There are certain spheres, I have no doubt, that she could give a very different impression to what she would give of herself on another sphere. But this is something that she has learned, indeed, which many of us have learned, that we can draw upon members of our souls, our saints, and they can assert themselves, or at least that part of the old self can assert its personality upon the mixture of present and old self.
Yes, yes, yes.
It is very difficult to explain to people about astral shape,
or
to contain astral memory.
Oh, she has.
But she has a good knowledge of this. Indeed, she is one of my great helpers.
I know, I've read.
She gave me instruction and guidance, and she used to get very impatient with me.
It's visionary, was she?
Well, she looked upon me as a child, which of course, in a way, I was.
Yes.
Perhaps it wasn't. It was not that I was not eager to learn, but I think it took me quite a while to shake off my old sense of the earth.
Yes.
There was so much in mind, there were so many thoughts, so many thousands of people's thoughts, things upon me. It affected me very much. And I'm not suggesting that I was up back, but I was very much affected by this constant flow of thought forms in the earth. And possibly, to some extent, being human, I was battered. And it had some effect upon me, and did stand, to some extent, in the way of my progress. I would not like to suggest by that that I did not appreciate the kindness and the force and the absence of the title, and that in itself did help me. But also, at the same time, it was a kind, at first, a barrier, because it made me feel that the earth world needed me more than perhaps in a sense, well, it did. You know, it was a strange feeling. When a person passes from nowhere to this, it couldn't be individual of what it changed.
Yeah.
The difference. But in my case, I was really young. I had just reached the 6th grade and was beginning to benefit from 6th grade. I'd had my problems in my personal life, and I was beginning to sort of, really, beginning to make, as it were, something of my life. So I was trying to mold my life, and I thought that I was beginning to sort of sort myself out. I think I had been going through a stage of sorting my material affairs out correctly, and I was beginning to sort of, and now I realize this, I didn't realize this much at the time, but I realized that I had put things in their proper category and given their proper work. In other words, I was evolving in a material sense. Not in a bad sense.
Yeah.
I was beginning to appreciate the right things, learning what to do and what not to do. And I think that the success I had too, it was all very nice, it was very flattering, and I was in so many different ways beginning to feel more satisfied, if you like, with myself, which I suppose is the way to put it. And I realized now that that was not perhaps the right thing. Although for me at the time it probably was right. The whole point is that I was just beginning to live, I suppose, looking at it in material sense. But I learned the man something like about communication. I was not an avid reader, but I had read a good deal of the stuff that I'd become very intrigued by. I discovered I had 90 pounds myself.
You did automatic writing, didn't
you? It was not perhaps as good as it could have been, but I didn't have the time, not the reason to develop these things. But I did discover that I had psychic, because I was a good
yes.
And when you are very sensitive, you get hurt a lot. And I was very happy. But as I say, I was beginning to sort myself out, beginning to understand a little more what life was all about, beginning to appreciate many things before I did not appreciate, and becoming, shall we say, more a stable person. And then, of course, I was in and I come here, and I felt a little resentful. But that is all in the past. I'm not concerned much with the past. I'm concerned with the present and the future. And the future happiness of all that I can help, every soul that I can help. And I feel that I've been very blessed, but I've been so grateful for all the love that has been showered upon me. I feel I must do everything that we, I feel I want to do everything I can to help in any way I can.
Yes, I'm sure.
You know, I'm very amused with you.
What?
Well, I think you are one of the few women that I've ever met who is not interested in me. So funny, because I like it. You know, most of these other people who get them, they are very sweet to me, I'm very kind, and I love them very much in different ways. But you could not turn how you would explain your modern term. I hear the medium say, he could not ever let. I think that is so funny. But for a long time I said to myself, I'd so much like to come and speak to this lady, this woman, you know, Rosa. I could go where she's interested in me, and she has her own friends.
Oh, yes.
And your friend, Frederick, he said to me one day, one day you must go speak to Rosa because she is very sweet and very kind, which of course I knew already. But he said, she will understand you better than all those other city women. I said, well, you should not say that advice to these other city women that you call them, because after all, they're very kind and they're very, very good, you know.
Yes.
Yes, you know, she's a very funny man. And he says, well, Rosa, she will not be like these other people. And I say to him, well, after all, isn't your daughter a very pretty woman too, you know? She's crazy about you. Well, that's all right. You're going to talk to her. She's not crazy about you, so that's all right. I think that's a joke. But after a long time, I think, well, perhaps one day I will just go and say a few words to your
mother. Okay.
And now I feel as if I almost, well, I'm the one of the family.
Yes, of course.
But you know, I have tried very hard to help this youth, and I feel that in many ways he has been very good,
yes.
Very successful. And I feel that the greatest wealth was up yet to come. and consider that the greatest work is yet to be done. I want my book written. I don't want it to be written in a bit about me, but I want the book to be written because this book will convey a great deal to a great many people and do a great deal of good. I'm not concerned if my name is ever mentioned in the book. I don't worry about that any more than Frederick would worry whether his name was mentioned, because I can assure you that the more developed we become, the more we are experienced of life, the more we understand, the less important it is that we ourselves feel. We're not concerned with our personalities and stuff in regard to what we're trying to do. We're only concerned with the truth that we can convey. And that is what really matters.
Yeah.
Some of these people, of course, they seem to think, names are so important.
Yes, and we're right, we're of the earth, you know, I suppose.
You're a very fortunate woman, if I may say so, sir, because you have an extraordinary, wonderful, I don't know how to put this in words, but you may have had, before I can gather, you may have had many disillusions and disappointments in your life, like so many people do. Perhaps in some ways those have been harder to bear, but you have had the most wonderful, beautiful, is the only word I can think, of spiritual love, which has gone not just in one short life, but through many lives. You may not yet be so much, but I'm sure Frederick or others will. But the point is that there is this tremendous, wonderful union which has blessed you and which has given you, I'm sure, a great inner consciousness and happiness. But that the world, you know, people can live on the earth and they can be blessed in so many ways. They can have everything in a way that a woman can offer, and that it can be absolutely the rest of a real spiritual love that outlasts time and body. And this is something that you have, which is a beautiful thing which nothing can destroy. In this you are most, I feel that you have got something that is beyond all height. It is indeed the true thing that makes life so wonderful. You may not seem at this moment materially as you are to understand it fully, how can you? But when you come here, I can assure you that your joy and your happiness will be such that all the pain, all the suffering, all the unhappiness of life will disappear. As it never existed for you, it will be forgotten in the moment of the true realization of this perfect love, which is beyond all time. You know, it is something that few people have. When I say few people have, I think it's true to say that it is, of course, fundamental truth to say that this is something that can only come when it has been earned.
Yes.
Now, a lot of people cannot understand that and will not understand it. And the more material they are and their outlook, the more difficult it will be for them to know of it. But everyone who finds true love, a lasting love, and a peace which is beyond all expression of love, only comes when one has made it possible through time itself, and often through bitterness and tears, that this perfect love, this union which in itself completes the happiness of the human soul, comes through great travail and suffering, often through ill time, but you have achieved this. I'm sure that he himself will tell you this. Perhaps he does not want to tell you this.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
All I can tell you is that I know, I recognize it, and I have not got it myself. But perhaps for me that one day will come.
Well, I hope it will, okay.
I have seen many people, and we must always remember, madame, those are that are all manner of forms of happiness. A man may be happy in so many different ways. But there is one true happiness which never changes, and that is the perfect love which nothing can destroy. One may have love for all manner of things and people, but it can often change, and it does, according to the conditions and the variations of life. But this is something that nothing takes from you, it is yours, and you will have to make it so. feel that even though they feel that very consciously, sometimes you and others may tease you, but sometimes you may feel even crossed in yourself, with yourself and with people, and within, have to know, but besides you know, that there is a perfection, which in itself is a tremendous achievement. Don't worry, and don't be too concerned, if sometimes you feel bereft of many things, of one thing you can be assured, that you have found perfect and lasting love, and nothing can ever take away from you, unless you have earned it.
Thank you.
It is a good thing in your world. I have experienced myself speaking, and it is not given to many to find that perfect union, that perfect oneness. It is the blending of souls which in itself makes the completeness. When one is searching, but so many people are searching for what they just do not realize, it's good for them.
Yes.
I mean, we search and we struggle to find, but if you find that you have gone through many incarnations that you have no doubt been through, and it has been a labor of love and sacrifice, that the ultimate joy compensates for everything. This one day you will know, this one day you will understand, and one day you will have, I'm sure, look back for a short time until many phase of these things of earth. You look back on that and be grateful for all its manifold blessings, all its manifold complexities, all its disillusionments and disappointments. You'll be grateful for the tears that have been shed, because by these things you have found and you have achieved. I suppose in some measure you can all do that, but there are very few who will be able to do it with a full realization that they have made it possible to leave forever all these things which seem to suggest the mind of soul, and you will have found the perfect peace, the only love, true love and understanding to bring. You are, I'm sure, going to find a blessing that few will find. You must, for little longer, in the path of the earth, and in those few years that may be left for you, from what I can gather, you will have opportunities. I know that you will not fail yourself or fail those that you love, but this I do know, that what you are doing and what you have done, the merit, that reward, though you have not sought reward, the merit, that reward, which is your just due, the perfect oneness and harmony of love, with him who has been so long linked with you in so many ways, that when you are entwined in that perfect whole, then you will know that you have reached the goal that was set a long, long time ago, when men were first stirred within you, and you first began to be a human being. You will know, you will understand, gradually these things go past each one, that you have reached that peak. From that peak you ascend eventually in the spheres into greater heights of illumination, and he will be your constant companion. He may tease you for the moment. He may say things to you that sometimes makes you a little cross. But the life is done deliberately. He has his reasons. But I'm telling you this because I recognize this perfect love, and that, to my way of thinking, is the greatest form of development of human souls. We seek many things in many lives, but the one thing that remains forever and makes life tolerable and understandable, which makes life itself a reality, is perfect love. And this perfect love, sure, did I think when I was asking your great technique, and you yourself, and all this, made it possible.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful
decision. Because I want you to be happy.
Thank you.
But at the same time, if I may come right down bang to the earth, I want you to be sensitive.
Why? Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
There are some people who cannot see not an inch before her nose. That's a hard long seat. These people, they are in their own way good souls.
Yes.
They do not weep for them if they do not understand. In God's good time, you will begin to speak and to seek and eventually find. It is not to be today, it may be tomorrow. It will be not tomorrow, it may yet come. Perhaps 3 years hence. But for every man, there is a time, and that is the case. Be content in that. One can only serve as one is allowed to serve. One can only do as much as one is allowed to do. You can do what you do, but do not create within yourself unhappiness if your efforts sometimes seem wasted. Be patient with others as you are with yourself. Thus you are more patient with others than you are with yourself. I think you are. But this I assure you can only do what you can do. Don't be too deeply for the sorrows and the unhappiness of the world. I would not suggest that you should not feel for the world. One must. But do not weep too deeply. For while they are weeping, while they are suffering, they are learning. And indeed we all have had to learn through suffering, through sorrow, through unhappiness. You understand the true remedies. If you can help here, but sometimes remember that it is our way. Anyone must carry or die a cross. You have carried a cross, as I know for a long time. But soon that cross will be taken from you. And that love which you have borne for so long will give to you its reward. Don't worry. Be patient. Give yourself a life. It's happy for me to come and speak to you because you are so kind and so understanding. And you have the realization of this. And I don't want always to make a little stuff like that. I mean, I don't want you to be. I will often come.
Oh, please do. Yeah,
but I like to occasionally.
Yes.
But you understand. And yes. You don't like, I get you, I don't mind. Let's go now. Please.
Well,
goodbye, and God bless you,
Rosa. Thank you, Rudy. God bless you, too, and carry on with your best work.
And of course, I love from everyone here. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, that's beautiful. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, darling.
Marbled.
What?
Mixed it with Ambler.
Why? It's so funny.
I would have asked for a while, I would have thought would have come to know.
Did you?
No, do you?
Very.
Oh, beautiful. Best I've ever heard of this being.